Welcome to Jamaica's Promise, the program which highlights all the positive things happening at the primary level. On today's program, we take a trip to sunny St. Elizabeth to hear about the major strides being made in literacy at the Schoolfield Primary and Infant School. I'm Vaughn Davis. Stay tuned for more. On more than one occasion, Education Minister Reverend Ronald Thwaites has made the claim that it is a greater accomplishment for teachers to transform underachieving students into high achievers than it is to help high achievers maintain good grades. By that token, the teachers at Schoolfield Primary and Infant School in St. Elizabeth deserve very special commendations, having moved the school from an average of 31% literacy to 78% literacy between 2013 and 2015. Principal Prim Lewis says the school's success all boils down to a mix of creativity and some good old-fashioned hard work. Through several initiatives, the children have lots of incentives to become strong readers.
We have a competitive reading program that we do where we encourage children to read, and once per month we offer incentives to them for the top readers. And we have a weekly top speller program which is geared at getting top candidates for spelling bee program.
With help from community businesses, the students receive gifts to help them stay motivated.
We have two business places in Santa Cruz that actually provide us with tokens for our monthly reading program and our top speller program. One of them is LC Stationery and the other one is Anjo's Data Supply. So monthly, I get a little goodie bag from them with pencils, sharpeners, book erasers, coloring books, reading books, and those kind of things that we give to the children. And we call them up, make the presentation, and take their pictures and let them feel good in front of everybody.
Another key component of the school's efforts has been strong parental involvement.
In our kindergarten classes, give the children books to take home to read with their parents, where their parents need to sign off that they are reading with them. And the kindergarten children keep that book until they are able to read.
And with the help of a literacy specialist from the Ministry of Education, the children are literally required to drop everything and read.
We have reintroduced the Drop Everything and Read, a DARE program that was introduced by the ministry some time ago. And we have the children zone in our school that we encourage the children to buy and the teachers give them activities from it. My grade 6 teacher was saying to me today that reading has taken off and she doesn't know where I'm going to get tokens from to give for the month of May because her children are reading great guns.
Principal at Schoolfield Primary and Infant School, Prim Lewis. For grade 4 teacher Leonie McKenzie, it has been a truly rewarding experience watching the children develop over the past 2 years.
We will also administer tests. We'll test them on a regular basis to identify their strengths and weaknesses. Also, we use technology-enhanced lessons to motivate the students and get them more interested. I am excited. Even though exhausted some of the time, I'm happy for them because that is our aim, to see them improve.
With her students' improved performance, Ms. McKenzie says getting them to comply with other tasks has also become easier, like showing up for extra lessons.
The children are excited because they want to pass the exam. Nobody wants to repeat. So I don't have a major problem in getting them out in the morning to come earlier or keeping them in the afternoon.
Let's congratulate the staff and students at Schoolfield Primary for their achievements and wish them even more success going forward. That's it for this week's program. Thanks for your company. And if you know of an interesting program or activity at a primary school, let us know and we'll highlight it right here on GIS Radio. Just email us at radio@gis.gov.jm or call us at 926-3590. Don't forget to join us again next week. I am Vaughn Davis with studio engineer Joel Samuels, and this has been Jamaica's Promise.
This has been a production of the Jamaica Information Service.